You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Now, a few years ago, November 2016, Against the Grain Theatre held an evening dedicated to the music of composer Osvaldo Golijov. The headlining piece was his song cycle for soprano and ensemble, Air, an arresting collection of text and melodies rooted in both East and West, old and new. Now, that performance has now become Air Live. This is the first recording on Against the Grain Theatre's new record label, Against the Grain Records. With us to talk about it are soprano Miriam Khalil and the artistic director of Against the Grain Theatre, Joel Ivany. Hi.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you guys. Now, Joel, congratulations, and to you as well, Miriam, on your Juno nomination.
Thank
just
you.
Recently announced. That's fantastic. And Miriam, describe Air to us.
So,
I know it's tough, but
yeah, it's a song cycle of five languages that coexisted in the south of Spain. So you have Ladino, which is a Sephardic, what the Sephardic Jews spoke and still speak, Sardinian, Hebrew, Arabic, and Spanish, all in one song cycle, and it's all folk melodies and things that kind of existed in those cultures. Some Byzantium prayer, you have a poem in Arabic, and it's all intermingled culturally.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long is the piece?
The whole piece is 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Yeah. And what's the ensemble like?
So the ensemble is 11 musicians, and you have, it's supposed to be sort of a chamber piece with electronics, but we have 11 musicians. You have flute, French horn, clarinet, so klezmer kind of sound. You have harp, and then accordion, which is a big part of it. Viola, cello, double bass, percussion. Did I miss anything?
I felt like I thought it like three times,
but maybe they didn't say it out loud.
Well, you know, I find this fascinating, Joel. I mean, because I remember when, you know, Against the Grain Theatre was founded.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
by you two.
Since then, I mean, you've done collaborations with other opera companies. You have your own season. You have things out in Banff. Now a record label. I mean, your plans for world domination are well on their way.
I know. It's kind of interesting how it kind of, we get these ideas and it's just kind of, we just say, why not? And kind of originally we had the word theater at the end of our company name.
Right,
people kind of
right.
say, why not opera? But the word theater kind of allows liberties to kind of dive into other art forms as well, and sort of getting into this idea of what does it mean to record music now and to release that. The fact that we simply could understand how to do that and that we did is kind of a, it's all possible. And the fact that this recording has so far received such great feedback is just encouraging for us, but also for anyone who is interested in, like, if you got a good idea, just do it.
Mm-hmm. And now you're being recognized. I mean, a Juno nomination.
Yay!
I mean, how cool is that?
It's very cool. And the fact that, again, that it's our company who produced this is, it's just extra cool.
Well, it says a lot about your dedication and your passion for the form.
Yeah.
You know, which is a wonderful thing.
I think a lot of other companies should pay attention.
I think it's instinct, too. Like, you kind of feel it. And when we did this in Banff, we had decided, the first time we did it, performed it was in Banff, and Osvaldo was there, and he was coaching us. And
fabulous.
We decided to program it in Toronto. So we had one more in Ottawa, and then we were doing it staged completely with lighting and everything in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
At the Smiley Center in partnership with the conservatory. So I just said to Joel, let's personally invest in recording this, because I think this is the one. Because we'd been talking about
what thing to do.
What shall we release? So this could be the one. And if it's not, I'd really like to have it as a professional recording.
And
we were doing three performances. So there was that, margin for error.
This is a live recording.
Okay. No conductor, but live recording. It's really amazing. Yeah.
So are you down front and center so that the band can?
I had a mic that was attached to me, and all the musicians had mics that were attached to them, because there were pieces that were quite loud because of the electronics.
Mm. And they're like a horseshoe, so they're in a U, and Miriam's right in the middle of it.
That's great.
Yeah. Nice.
That must be really nice. Mm-hmm. Nice to play off of.
Of course.
Now, I understand the original performance was done by Dawn Upshaw in 2005. Did she record that?
She did.
So you guys have listened to that.
And that's sort of been the benchmark of what this song cycle has been. Mm. And so Miriam once you hear this, you really hear that it is a tour de force and really a perfect marriage in terms of music and Miriam's sort of skills. And it's an otherworldly performance, and just it's different from Dawn's recording as well, because a lot of this had Arabic texts and translations, which Miriam performed in the original Arabic. So it's kind of...
And you speak that language,
I speak Arabic, and there's a whole poem which isn't even done in Arabic in the original recording. She just says the title, and it's, I understand why, because it's quite a long poem.
Right.
And it's very hard. In fact, like when I did it, I coached it with my father because I was like, am I getting these pronunciations correctly?
Perfect.
Because, you know, it's a Palestinian poem, but it's also in very kind of traditional Arabic that we don't necessarily speak. So I had to memorize it and learn it. It's very cool to be able to sort of infuse that culture in there.
So what you're saying is that Dawn Upshaw took the easy way out.
I wouldn't say that. It was still really hard. Yeah. It's just that I had that tool in my toolbox, which is quite lucky.
Right. Now, this in a way reminds me of Luciano Berio's folk songs, because it requires, I was reading this review, that it requires a great physical work, which most singing does, but also various colors from your voice, inspired emotionally.
Yeah.
But, you know, and if you have a good voice, which you do, and a great instrument, and you have a good, solid technique, you can sing anything. It shouldn't be, you know, she's an opera singer. Yeah. She shouldn't sing that way, or she shouldn't use her chest voice, or she shouldn't, you know, speak, or because she'll ruin her voice. Mm-hmm. It puts opera singers in a pigeonhole.
It really does. You know,
it's unfair.
It ghettoizes them.
Yeah, it does, Mike. Yeah.
And it's interesting because when I was first learning it, there's number three. We won't play it because it might frighten the listeners. I mean, when you listen to it in context, it's unbelievable. It's a protest piece, and literally, I'm like screaming like this. That's the sound I'm making the entire time. And when I first sang it, as well, as like, it's too pretty. It needs to be really ugly.
Right.
And like one of the things is a scared chicken. Like that's one of the markings. Chickens in fear.
Yeah.
And so I had to make all these different sounds, and the musicians were in on it too, and they were making all these different sounds with their instruments. And so then you have this contrast of like what we consider as opera singers sounds that we shouldn't make, with sounds that we absolutely want to make, which are like the floaty and the beautiful and all that stuff. But that contrast is what really makes this song cycle what it is, because if it's all beautiful, then you're not getting
honoring the story.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it does come from an emotional place, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And good for you for not filtering too much.
No, the first time I did it, I was scared, and then I realized, I can still keep going after this, which is great.
Good.
And then it was easy.
Yeah. And what is so interesting is that Miriam is going to do Bohème next with the Canadian Opera Company and sing the role of Mimi, which couldn't require more bel canto.
Yeah. Wow.
Well done.
Thank you.
Just think that's fabulous.
Thank you.
It's great.
So are you guys getting all dolled up and heading out to London this weekend for the Junos?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be on TV?
We're gonna be live streamed as well. I'm singing in the classical showcase. We've arranged three of the songs from IRA, and I'm doing them with the Griffin Trio.
Wow!
At the classical showcase.
Cool.
Great.
That's really cool.
Well, I'm really excited for both of you. You absolutely deserve it, and I love where you're going and what you're doing, and you really do open the door, make it bigger for the possibilities of vocal theater in.
Thank you.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. And that's the great thing about it.
Absolutely.
It is anywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with soprano Miriam Khalil and Against the Grain Theater's director Joel Ivany about Air Live, their debut recording on Against the Grain Theater's new record label. Now, if you'd like to purchase it, because why wouldn't you? You can go to Google iTunes or Amazon. You can also buy it at L'Atelier Gregorian. You can look that up on the website. And you can go to their website, Against the Grain Theater.com.
Well, let's hear a selection from it.